Welcome to Mingwei Radio's Falun Dafa podcast, bringing you a window into the lives of Falun Dafa practitioners across China and throughout the world. Stories include first-hand accounts from practitioners who face persecution in China, as well as insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation.
The following is an experience sharing article from the 2022 Taiwan Falun Dafa Cultivation Experience Sharing Conference entitled Catching Up and Helping My Son After Taking a Wrong Turn by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Taiwan. The article was published on the Mingwei website on November 21st, 2022. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I'm grateful that Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa, hasn't given up on me. I have stumbled and taken many wrong turns in my cultivation. I had a clear dream over 20 years ago in which my younger brother and I followed Master on a road. However, the road got darker and lower as we were entering a basement. Master walked ahead of us and I was the last. I felt that I reached the end of the road and cried, "Master, I can't find the road ahead." Master turned around and looked at me without a word. He pushed away a wall that was right in front of me. Dazzling light illuminated everything. My path was unblocked. The dream is still vivid even though more than 20 years have passed. My personal attachments invited many obstacles, but the twists and turns of my cultivation have clearly shown me the seriousness of cultivation. I treasure what compassionate Master enlightened me to in that dream. Part 1. My perceptional understanding of Dafa leaves a loophole. Despite my recognition of Falun Dafa's benefits, I didn't sincerely treasure this opportunity. I followed my family to read the Fa and participate in Dafa activities. I skipped studying the Fa and doing the exercises when I got busy. I've had a strong attachment to emotion ever since I was young. Due to my lack of solid cultivation, I didn't see this hidden attachment. When a serious test of my sentiment and lust happened, I struggled, but I lacked the strong will a cultivator should have. Unknowingly, I drifted further and further away from my cultivation environment, following the old forces arrangement. My mindset became no different from an ordinary person's. The tests eventually piled up. I've been attached to sentiment about my husband. We had some conflicts while dating. I wasn't fully prepared, but I got pregnant soon after we married. At that time, I put a lot of stress on modern women's independence and thought a couple should divorce if they can't get along. I didn't know what to do when I found out I was pregnant. I wasn't ready to have a child, but I remembered Dafa's principles. I discussed my concerns with my brother. He told me seriously, "We can't force you to do anything, but it's a sin to kill a life. It will bring a huge amount of karma, which would make it impossible for you to cultivate." His words were a blow, but I decided to shoulder my responsibility. After the baby was born, the conflicts between my husband and me kept escalating. We bickered every few days. I kept complaining about this or that, and the more I complained, the more unsatisfactory life became, and I felt that life was hard. During those agonizing years, I often thought of Master and the beauty of cultivation. One day I cried and said to Master, "Master, I really want to go back to cultivation. I don't want to live like this anymore." I had been attached to sentiment for so long that I seemed to be covered in thick dust. After speaking to Master that day, I felt greatly relieved. When I participated in a Fa study and experience sharing session in Jiantan in 2019, I saw a practitioner that I hadn't seen for a long time. She told me, "I really worried about you." I told her that I couldn't find motivation to cultivate and eliminate my attachments. She replied, "Send righteous thoughts." Her words seemed to break up the dense gray matter that covered me for many years. Tears came to my eyes. I asked her to help me study the Fa. I studied the Fa with her for nearly 2 months. Gradually, I was able to study the Fa independently. I also broke through my fear, found a practice site near my home, and participated in group Fa study sessions. It gave me opportunities to meet local practitioners. My family members also regularly study the Fa with me in the morning. I began reading the Fa before work every day. It has been over 2 years since I resumed Fa study. Part 2, guiding my son to practice. When my son was born 10 years ago, I did not know how to raise him like a practitioner. I only knew that Dafa was good, but my own cultivation state was not good enough. I felt that it would be better to ask a fellow practitioner to teach him. I sent my son to kindergarten in Zhonghe every day. Because of the long distance and limited time, I failed to communicate well about my son with his teachers. It wasn't until he started elementary school near my home that a school teacher said he had some learning disabilities. His problems surfaced almost every day, which was mentally exhausting for both of us. In the early days of the COVID pandemic, all the students had to take classes online. I had to deal with my son's problems every day. Only then did I truly understand his situation. I helped him with online learning and led him to learn Fa and Dafa in our spare time. Our lives were closely tied. I've never been a competent mother. I know that Master gave me this opportunity to learn how to be a mother from scratch. Spending every moment together created one test after another. My hidden attachments were immediately exposed, including my lack of patience and compassion, my harsh words, looking down on others, etc. I almost lost my benevolent demeanor as a cultivator. I entered endless circles of problems. Even though I knew I didn't do well, I still didn't want to apologize. My stubbornness made me fail multiple tests. My only hope was to do better in the future. When I was studying Zhuan Falun one day, Master's words jumped out. Quote, "In Qigong practice, those of you whose qi cannot go through a pass or come down should look for reasons within your xingxing to determine if you are stuck at that level for too long and whether you should improve your xingxing. When you truly improve your xingxing, you will find that the qi will be able to come down. You keep pursuing transformation of gong in the physical body without emphasizing improvement of your xingxing. It is waiting for you to improve your xingxing. Only then will you make a holistic change," unquote. I enlightened. It turned out that I took care of my son with hidden pursuit. I expected him to do better by guiding him to practice Falun Dafa. It was also a way for me to prove I was right. With these hidden motives, I treated him harshly whenever he didn't do well. Children practitioners have their special situation. I should have helped him in the process of gaining initial understanding of the Fa and help him with a pure heart. The pandemic gave me an opportunity to break through my old notion of being unable to lead him well in Fa study. For over 2 years, we have studied the Fa every evening and listened to Mingwei Radio on the way to school. He naturally got hints about Dafa's principles from everyday life, and we discussed how to handle those difficult situations. I also got along better with my husband as I let go of my notions about happiness. He told me that I have improved. I used to complain that I was really unhappy, and he said that he was even more unhappy. Now both of us feel happy. But I know I have a lot of room to improve. Part 3, it's about cultivation, not business. I chose to leave my position in the military a few years ago and created a company that presents cultural workshops. I wanted to promote traditional culture and universal values as a way to validate the Fa. My startup attracted a lot of attention at first. Several media reported my classes. I also won awards from the cultural department and several other offices. I knew that Master gave me these honors, but I couldn't help becoming a little complacent. Immersed in my ego, I didn't take the opportunities to clarify the truth of Falun Dafa to high-ranking officials when I met them. My income stopped when the COVID pandemic broke out. I was sad to see everything I've built up for 3 years disappear. However, I had more time to study the Fa. While reading the teachings, I realized that I hadn't fulfilled my mission of saving sentient beings as Master asked us. Seeing how my family members had made phone calls to clarify the truth to the people in China, I suddenly had an urge to participate. However, I was so afraid that my hands shook, and I don't even remember what I said. I was determined to improve. I read the Fa with the phone call team and intended to make calls afterwards, but my fear made me leave right after the study session. One day, I made up my mind to make calls after Fosteady. I did and was able to have three people quit the Chinese Communist Party organizations. I knew that Master was encouraging me. I felt that clarifying the truth was a Xingxing test, and I should break through it despite my fear. I signed up to make calls. Even though I was still afraid, I thought the only way to catch up with the progress of fireification was to continue making improvements. I gradually let go of my attachments to personal interest and fame. One day, I received a call from a travel association inviting me to give two workshops to groups of 160 people. This turning point showed me that all we need to do is to cultivate as well as we can and leave the rest to Master. As a matter of fact, my workshop income got better as my cultivation state improved, and I passed these tests despite the obstacles. Part 4, Identifying Every Attachment. Master told us in Fa teaching given at the 2010 New York Fa Conference, quote, "What I least like are those who are all talk and no action, nor do I like those who are cunning. What I like are those who are honest and simple, sincere and down to earth," unquote. I recently registered to get a certification so I could make Shenyun promotion presentations. I initially thought it wouldn't be so hard to do. One time I made my presentation right after a fellow practitioner's introduction. I could tell clearly that her intention was pure, which made her words natural and beautiful, but my words sounded like a commercial. I felt bad about it for 2 weeks. I continued to notice the gap between other practitioners and myself. I wept when I saw my human notions. I asked myself why I was so sad. I used to be able to eliminate attachments when I identified them. Why was it so hard now? When I remembered Master's words, I realized that I treated the certification process with an impure mind. I used to think I was a savvy communicator, but I had hidden my cunning pretty deeply, as well as my attachment to showing off, zealotry, and jealousy, as they were exposed one by one. During the process of certification, I eventually found that they weren't really part of me, but they were deeply hidden. They didn't want to leave or be eliminated. That's why I felt depressed and cried. Thanks to Master's enlightenment, I was able to uproot these attachments that were hidden deeply for such a long time. I felt light after passing the second level certification. I immediately made modifications to my upcoming group workshop. This workshop received warmer feedback and elicited more interactions, which couldn't have been accomplished before. When I changed my mindset, it made a difference. Master said in Dafa Disciples Must Study the Fa, quote, "If you don't cultivate yourself, how are you to help me rectify the Fa? How am I to make use of you?" unquote. I gained a better understanding that the only way to fulfill our mission of saving people is to eliminate all our negative thoughts and cultivate a pure mind. I am thankful for resuming my cultivation and will treasure every moment to catch up. Thank you, Master, for leading me back. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled Identifying and Eliminating My Selfishness by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on March 7, 2024. I began practicing Falun Dafa in 1996. After I finished reading Zhuan Falun, all my questions about life were answered. The other practitioners suggested I become a volunteer assistant, so I did. Every morning I brought the music player and the banner with information about Falun Dafa and led everyone to do the exercises. To let more people know about Falun Dafa, we practiced the exercises near the road. The passing cars and people could see us and read our banner. As soon as the exercise music started, I felt that I was surrounded by an energy field and it was wonderful. I could not hear the noise from the passing vehicles. The other practitioners and I cherished this opportunity to do the exercises together. I showed newcomers how to do the exercises. I was very happy at first, but as the number of people increased, I had little time to do the exercises with the group. If this situation continued, wouldn't it hinder my practicing the exercises? I felt troubled. When I saw that the substance which made me feel troubled was a mass of black matter, I calmed down. I was not troubled. Instead, it was that substance, selfishness, which was afraid it would be eliminated. I thought, okay, I'm going to show people the exercises every day and trouble you to death. I kept showing people the exercises, and that troubled feeling gradually disappeared. My heart calmed down. A practitioner suggested I ask other practitioners to take turns teaching the exercises. Through this incident, I had a superficial understanding of selfishness. Part 1. Becoming aware of my selfish nature. What made me really see selfishness was on October 2, 2000, when I went to Beijing to validate the Fa. I decided to go to the Tiananmen rostrum to practice the exercises and tell people how good Falun Dafa is. I walked to the center of the rostrum, faced the square, and prepared to do the second exercise. However, my arms felt so heavy, like two mountains, and I could not raise them. I stood there for 2 hours. I noticed some armed police officers kept staring at me. In the end, I left the rostrum and returned to the hotel, devastated. I was depressed and thought, "You missed your chance to raise your realm of enlightenment this time. There will not be any more chances. You will not be able to attain enlightenment." These thoughts weighed me down like a giant mountain, and I kept struggling under this mountain in extreme despair. Then I thought, "Master did not teach us this way." That thought awakened me. Yes, Master did not teach us this way. I immediately understood and I saw my attachment to selfishness. I came to Beijing hoping to speak a word to uphold justice for Dafa and clear Master's name. I did not think of my own enlightenment or consummation and whether I could attain it. The thought of wanting to consummate is a selfish thought and not mine. In that instant, I understood everything I did in the past, which I thought was done to promote Dafa, was in fact done out of selfishness. I began paying attention to eliminating this attachment. Part 2. Getting rid of selfishness. I soon returned to Beijing to validate Dafa. This time, I was arrested and taken to a detention center. I resisted the persecution, so I was tied to a door and I could not move. I was in unbearable pain, especially in my lower back. The cell head walked towards me and said, "Falun is spinning." I immediately understood that my pain was due to the spinning of the Falun, as it was cleansing my body. I understood that I might be suffering for the sentient beings there. As soon as I had this thought, I was filled with joy. The pain suddenly disappeared, and I felt as if I was floating on a cloud. This was the first time I felt the wonderful realm of having no selfishness. The guard untied me and I was acquitted. I felt Master's benevolent protection. Part 3. Clarifying the facts in a forced labor camp. I once again went to Beijing to validate the Fa. I reached the center of Tiananmen Square that morning and began doing the second exercise. I was practicing the exercise with my eyes closed when someone patted my shoulder and said, "Go back home to practice." I opened my eyes and saw a police officer in plain clothes. He gestured for me to leave, so I began walking. A police car stopped close by, and the officer inside called me over. He asked, "Are you a Falun Dafa practitioner?" I replied, "Yes." They took me to the police department at the west side of Tiananmen Square. I was later taken to a local forced labor camp, where practitioners were tortured and endured enormous psychological pressure. I knew I was there to disintegrate the evil and clarify the truth to people to save them. Despite the harsh environment, I was happy and calm. One night, we were forced to watch programs filled with lies the CCP fabricated to defame Falun Dafa. Afterwards, the guards wanted to discuss it. I thought I should expose the lies. I felt like I was sitting on a big Falun and I was elevating. A guard asked me to talk about my understanding. I rebutted the CCP's lies one by one. When I finished speaking, the guard seemed to be deflated and quickly announced, "End of meeting." Another time, a guard asked a few practitioners who had been transformed to try to transform me. At that moment, Master enlightened me to make use of this chance to save them. I told them, "This is Master's arrangement for me to save you." I started to tell them about my understanding of the scary consequences of being transformed. They were moved and talked about some of their cultivation experiences with me. I knew that they were coming back to Dafa. Part 4, Further Eliminating Selfishness After Memorizing the Fa. After I returned home, I was fired by my company and had to go to another city to look for a job. I had to start my life all over again. In order to cultivate myself well and complete my mission, I knew I needed to study the Fa well. Master enlightened me to start memorizing the Fa. I decided that no matter what situations I may face, I must memorize the Fa. I discovered that my righteous thoughts were strong, and I understood that all the interferences I encountered while memorizing the Fa were all false. Under Master's empowerment, I made use of my free time during the night for 8 months to memorize the Fa. There were interferences, however, due to my righteous thoughts, they didn't stop me. While I memorized, the Fa principles kept appearing, and my heart became more and more pure. I felt Master was right by my side. Whenever I meditated, I was able to calm down immediately and get into the state where I no longer felt my body, only my mind remained. I saw that the Gong energy column above my head was thin and tall. Just then, I experienced a layer of the realm that seemed to be empty but not, seemed to be made up of matter but not matter, and no life that had form was in sight. I wanted to break through that realm but couldn't. I knew that my cultivation stopped at that level. I found that the dimensional field in my mind had something that looked like a column, while my thought was like a thin thread that kept going around the column. I then understood that the layer of the substance, which was seemingly empty but not empty, and seemed like matter but was not matter, was exactly the selfishness of the old universe. That column in my dimensional field was exactly the selfishness being reflected in my thoughts. I realized that selfishness could penetrate to such a microscopic level. I started to inspect my thoughts to see if they revolved around selfishness. If they did, I immediately corrected them. I understood that in our cultivation, Master wants us to change our selfish and self-centered way of thinking, which came from the old universe. Master bestows us with a new way of thinking for the beings in the new universe, which is to be selfless and to put others before ourselves. The selfish not only obstructed me from improving in my cultivation and assimilating to Dafa, it also interfered with my saving people, but I did not realize it. I now better understand the true origins of sentient beings. I remember when I first started cultivating, I would be very touched when I read what Master said in Lecture 1 of Zhuan Falun, quote, "The Buddhist school emphasizes cultivating Shan of Jin Shan Ren. Because the cultivation of Shan can generate great benevolent compassion, when compassion develops, one will find all beings suffering and thus develop an aspiration to offer salvation to all beings." Unquote. Part 5, My Understanding of Being Selfless. However, as I was not diligent in my cultivation, selfishness often interfered with me, and I lost many chances to save people. During the COVID pandemic, I clarified the truth to someone and told her that reciting the two phrases, Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, can help one stay safe. But she could not accept it. I said, "I'm telling you this for your own good," but she still did not listen. I said from the bottom of my heart, "I hope that all good people can survive this disaster." She suddenly seemed to be moved and accepted what I said. Initially, I did not understand why she wouldn't accept the truth when I told her it was for her own good, but she changed her attitude and accepted the truth as soon as I said that I hope all good people can survive this disaster. I finally understood. When I said that it was for her own good, it was coming from selfishness on my part. However, when I said that I hope all good people can survive this disaster, which was my true selflessness, she listened. Only selfless thinking conforms to Dafa, which can bring salvation to sentient beings. Only when my heart is filled with the welfare of all sentient beings can I truly assist Master in saving them.
Thank you for listening to the Mingwei Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.